It's Saturday, January 6th, 2024. 11:09 a.m. So I wanted to get on here and record because basically I just missed recording on here, and originally the reason why I started recording on here was because it was just a place where I could vent and I could talk about anything, and it made me feel better. Obviously, I haven't recorded in a while, and I haven't been doing anything. I've just been working and playing video games. Hold on. Sorry, I'm just walking by the taco shop, and there's a lot of people. And there's just a lot of people out. Hold on. I'm going to cross the street. So, yeah, hold on. So, really, I just miss coming on here and talking about whatever I wanted to talk about. And like I said, it made me feel better, so I guess that's why I wanted to start recording again. And I'm going to start recording more consistently. I'm thinking maybe like on the weekends, like right now. But we'll see. I'm definitely going to be recording more consistently. And like I said, I haven't been really doing anything. I've just been working, which is good. It keeps me busy. And it keeps me productive, I guess. So I've just been working, and that's about it. I've been playing video games. I've been posting a lot of videos. I've been basically posting every day on my YouTube channel. I post a YouTube short of whatever video game I'm playing. And it's usually just like a video game highlight of like my best gameplay of whatever game I'm playing. And it's usually just video games like competitive gaming. I think it's crazy how hold on, they're back. I think it's crazy how far gaming has come, that like I'm telling you, like, and I'm thankful. Because I don't have, like, I'm thankful because, like, I'm a gamer, but I don't have a console because I can't, like, I don't want to spend money on a console right now or on a computer to, like, play video games. I wish I could. Like, I wish I could, like, buy a computer to play video games, but it's not a good idea. So I don't, but like, I'm a gamer and I love gaming. That's basically all I've been doing, and I'm thankful. Hold on. Okay, sorry, there was just some people walking by. I'm thankful that we live in a time where, like, technology is getting, I'm thankful that I live in a time where technology is getting better and it's getting cheaper. Because, like, it's so crazy how, like, and this is just from video games, it's crazy how, like, and I never, like, I've been a gamer all my life. I grew up on, like, Super Nintendo, on the original Nintendo, on Game Boy, like, we used to have all the consoles. I was mainly, like, a console gamer. I was never a PC gamer. I wish I was, because PC gaming has better graphics. But I've been a gamer all my life. And I never thought that, like, video games would be, like, really... And not only gaming, but I like competitive gaming, which I feel is more... I feel like it's... I feel it's harder to make, like, a good competitive game because, like, you basically have to be online and you have to make sure your game is running really good online. So it's hard to make a... It's hard to make a really good online competitive game. And I feel like right now, like, there's a lot of companies that are trying to do that with cell phone games. And I feel like it's crazy how, like, cell phone... I think it's crazy how cell phone games are, like... They're not that bad. Like, they're really good. Like, they're almost, like... And it's the fact that, like, I'm telling you, these companies, they're really trying. And not only that, like... A cell phone has a lot of, a cell phone has a lot of computing graphics and a lot of computing power that, like, they don't look bad. Like, they look pretty good and they run pretty good. The fact that Call of Duty has been able to make a good online competitive game on a cell phone is crazy to me. I think it's funny. I'm gonna talk shit about another gaming company. Like, it's just frustrating because, like, they could do better, but they don't for whatever reason. But, like, I like... I know a lot of people hate on Activision. I like Activision. They're cool. I hate... Well, I don't hate. I don't like EA. Electronic Arts Gaming Company, EA. Like, they tried to do a mobile game with the, Apex Legends, but then they had to shut it down because I guess they just couldn't do it. And Call of Duty has been they pretty much took over the cell phone competitive gaming. And right now, there's a lot of games that are going to come out. Like, I'm so excited. It reminds me... Oh, my God. I love the H3 podcast. Shout out to the H3 podcast. Fuck, man. I'm telling you, I miss coming on here and just talking. I miss... Anyway, I'm losing... I'm all over the place now. Hold on. I'm excited for this year because, like, there's a lot of games that are going to come out this year for cell phone. Again, if it weren't for, like, I wish I could buy a PC so I could play video games because obviously I wouldn't be talking about cell phone video games, but I don't, and I only have a cell phone, and it's not even the latest one. Like, there's a lot of games right now that I can't play on my cell phone. Because I don't have, like, the latest version of the cell phone, so I'm like, fuck, man. But this year, they're releasing a lot of good games on cell phone that, like, I'm waiting for. They're finally releasing the Warzone. That game was supposed to be released, like, 2 years ago, and they're finally releasing it this year. I think they said maybe by... I'm hoping they release it by... I'm hoping they release it by February next month, but I think it might be, like, April. I think it might be by spring. But the other game I'm waiting for is NBA Infinite. It's finally going to get released. I was playing that game when it was released. When they released the beta version. When they released the beta testing version, I played it. Man, that game was so fun. I'm telling you, man, like, EA wishes they could make a game like that. I was playing NBA 2K. That was pretty fun, but again, my cell phone's not the latest one, so it doesn't allow me to play, like, all the game modes, all the game it doesn't allow me to play the whole game, and I just stopped playing it. Yeah, I'm excited for that game. I'm excited for Call of Duty Warzone and then NBA Infinite. And there's a couple other games that are going to come out that I'm waiting for. So yeah. So yeah, that's the main thing. I just want to come back and talk about whatever I want to talk about like I used to. And like I said, I haven't been doing much, just working and playing video games. I've been posting on my YouTube channel, like I said, every day. Which I actually like doing. I like posting there, so I'm gonna keep doing that. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, so it's 2:20 p.m. I'm walking back home now. So I just went to the bank. I needed to go to the bank to pay some bills so I don't get evicted, so I don't get kicked out. And then I went to go get some coffee. I was gonna go get some food, but I remembered that I have some food at home, so I'm just gonna make dinner. I'm thinking if I should make dinner before or after I work out. I'm just doing my workout in each burpee. I do 5 push-ups. So I do 250 push-ups. That's the workout. So I'm thinking if I should make dinner before or after I work out. I'm thinking maybe before. And then I'm thinking making dinner, eating, and then working out afterwards. I can work out, well, it's not really a workout, it's just 50 burpees, so. And I do those 50 burpees in 15 minutes, so it's not that bad. I can basically do the 250 push-ups, and my body's used to it, so it's not really a big deal. It's not really a workout. Anyway, so I went to my usual spot to go get breakfast. That's by where I live. And it's like, it's really good. It's like a little taco shop, and it's really good. Before the lockdown, they had a little place at the shopping center. But obviously, because of the lockdown, they lost a lot of business. So now they're back. They're back selling street tacos. That's where they started, like selling on the street. And then eventually they had enough business where they opened that little shop at the shopping center. But then the lockdown came and then they lost a lot of business. And the owner was saying that, well, I overheard him saying, he was talking to another customer, and I overheard the owner saying that, like, the shop owner, he was saying that the shop owner during the lockdown didn't give him any break. So he was always charging him rent full price during the lockdown. Rent anymore, so he had to close down the shop, and now he's selling street tacos again. And they're really good. So I always go. It's funny though, because like, I really, even though I'm on here recording, like, I really don't talk to anyone. And it's funny because like, I feel like everyone knows me as like that weird guy that like doesn't really talk to anyone. And I always go there. Like, I always eat, I basically eat there pretty much every week. But I don't talk to anyone. And I don't know, I just don't talk to anyone. I'm an introvert and I really don't talk to anyone. But the owner, obviously, like, he knows I'm a customer. And like I said, they basically know me. And I feel like they know me as like that weird guy that doesn't talk. So I was eating one day at the taco shop outside. And the owner's like telling me like, so the owner asked me a question. He's like, so do you like it here? So he's like, do you like it better when we were in the shopping center or do you like it here? And I just told him like, I told him, well, the food's good either way. It doesn't matter if it's here or outside. As long as the food is good, like, I'm going to keep coming here. He's like, oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it, man. Like, the food's good. And there's this other taco shop that I'm about to pass right now. And they're always packed, but I'm surprised because, like, those tacos are really bad. They're not good, but they have a lot of customers, which I'm surprised. But they're really bad. I was going to tell him, well, your tacos are way better than the other guy's tacos, so I'm always going to eat here. But yeah, he was asking me if I liked it better when he was inside the shopping center or now that he's outside selling tacos in the street again. I told him, like, it doesn't matter where you're at. Like, as long as the food's good, like, I'll eat outside. I don't care. It's not a big deal. He was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. So I told him, like, yeah, like, the food's good. That's all that matters. Which I kind of felt like he kind of appreciated that answer because I almost feel like he feels bad that he's selling tacos on the street again. But it's like, it doesn't matter where you sell them as long as they're good. Which they are. So I was eating outside and they have like these little tables. And there were three guys eating, but so the three guys were eating, but they were like, they were taking all three tables. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, I want to sit down and eat. Like, they could take at least, the most they could take is like two tables. They don't need to take all three. So I order my food, and then I ask one of the guys, like, hey, is it cool if I sit down? He's like, yeah, go ahead. I almost wanted to take the table and separate it and just be like, hey, man, like, I'm going to take the table, but I don't want to be more of an asshole. So I just told him, like, hey, is it cool if I sit down? He's like, yeah. Which is kind of weird because I'm telling you, I don't talk to anyone, but it's like, the place is so small, like, that you have to kind of, It's almost like a shared space. Like, it's a, like a community. Because, like, I was sitting down, and then this other old man just came up and literally sat down. He didn't even ask. He just sat down, like, at the same table. Because there's no more other tables. Like, it's, I'm telling you, it's like a little, it's just like a little taco stand. So there's not a lot of tables. So it's kind of packed. So if you're hungry, you're just going to have to take a seat. And it's like a communal, it's almost like a communal table seating because everyone just sits down. Obviously, like, I'm not going to be like, no, you can't sit at my table. It's like, it's not a big deal. Just fucking eat. It was just funny. But they're cool. They're really good. I'm telling you, I eat there every week and it's fucking good, man. And when they're not there, I kind of get bummed out. I'm like, fuck, man. Anyway, so I was talking about how, like, I'm telling you, I'm glad we live in a time where, like, technology is getting less expensive
and it's getting better.
And it reminded me of, like, a video I was watching the other day. I think it was like Friday. I think it was Thursday or yesterday. But I was watching this video of George Hotz, and he was talking about, like, technology advancing. And it was a really interesting conversation because, like I said, we live in a time where technology is advancing and it's less expensive. And it was weird. It was, well, not weird, but George Hotz was talking about that, how, like, we live in a time where either you want to advance technology or you don't. And that's like the new conservative versus liberal. Because conservatives don't really want to advance technology, and obviously, like, liberals do. And obviously George Hotz wants to advance technology. And he was talking about how, like, you just have to think about it in terms of, like, farming. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go to the store really quick. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, so it's 2:35. I just got out of the store. I bought some junk food and some water. Now I'm heading home. Anyway, so I was listening to George Hotz talk about technology. Okay, so I was listening to the video on YouTube. He was talking about how we live in a time now that, like, either you're going to want to advance technology or not. And then he talks about technology, like, and he's talking about, like, real technology, like, he put the example, like, farming. Like, technology and farming. Hold on, there's some lady. Okay, sorry. I don't like talking when there's, like, people around me. And there's some lady, like, walking right behind me. And she's kind of walking kind of fast. Because usually I walk kind of fast so that, like, most people can't catch up. But this lady's walking kind of fast. So it's like, I don't know if I should slow down. I don't know if I should slow down or walk faster. Hold on. Okay, I think we're gonna speed up and walk in front of her. Anyway, so okay, so George Hotz was talking about technology, how technology has always helped humans. And he's talking about, like, real technology, and he puts it, like, when it comes to farming, technology usually comes in, like, machinery, like tractors or anything that's going to help farming. And obviously technology has always helped humans in farming, because, like, back in the day, like, farmers, they would have to do everything manually, but now they have machinery, tractors, and technology that helps with farming. And that's the kind of tech that he's talking about. He's not talking about, like, I think he used some examples, like, He said like Google and Amazon, they're not like real tech companies because they're not developing like actual technologies. So he's talking about like real tech companies. Again, I forgot what examples he's using. But I just thought it was really interesting because he was talking about how like that's how people have to think about things these days, not like conservative or liberal, even though he says like it could be considered conservative or liberal, because most people that are conservative, they're not going to want to advance technology, and liberals are going to want to advance technology. And obviously he wants to advance technology because he says that's going to help humans overall. And I just thought it was really interesting, especially how I was talking about how technology is getting better and less expensive, because I see it in my life when it comes to video games, how I was just talking about video games are getting better. So imagine in other industries how it's going to get better, like in the medical industry, in other tech industries is going to get, ow, fuck man, oh, I just hit myself on a tree, there was a branch and I didn't see it and it just hit my face. Anyway, so I think that's it for today. Thankfully, I almost made it home, so I'm going to go. I'm not sure if I'll record tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure I'll record next weekend. So yeah, I think that's it. Anyway, hopefully you're okay. I'm going to go. Bye.